When you're really successful, everything goes really well. What do you want to do? I think most of us, most badly, want to share that news with people, right? I just got a great promotion. I call people and I let them know. I killed it at my presentation at work. I want people to know. These are the things that we do, whether we realize it or not. And yet, Moshe, the greatest leader of the Jewish people, does something unheard of. He gets the Jews out of Egypt. He is critical in the 10 plagues that destroy the greatest empire of its time, bring Paro to his knees. He does all that. And then just as the cherry on top, he does what? He's there, Kriyas Yamsuf. Does he send a postcard to his wife? Wow, I was amazing. Does he send a message to his father-in-law? Listen, Dad, look what I accomplished. Nothing. Vayishma Yitro, Chohein Midyan, Chotein Moshe. Yitro hears. Rav Sarotskin says, how does he hear? He hears it because there's traffic that goes back from Egypt to Midyan. The two states were related to each other. They were on good relations and good terms with each other. So the message is going back and forth. But Moshe is mum. He doesn't say anything about it. Why? I think that we understand two incredible traits that make Moshe Moshe Rabbeinu. First of all, let's recognize that Moshe is so humble that it's not about him. It's about everyone else. Why would he brag and say, look what I did? It's all of us. But there's more. Moshe Rabbeinu was so busy with his sole function, and that was to what? To lead the Jewish people. He spends every waking moment, every fiber of his being is dedicated to that one singular goal. How can I make the Jewish people successful? How can I ensure that they get what they need? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have time to write that letter. But Yisro hears it and he comes running. That's amazing. Could you imagine a person who truly, every bit of themselves is dedicated just to the community, just to the people. Not a second of his time is dedicated to himself. That's what makes Moshe Rabbeinu great. That's what makes him Moshe Rabbeinu, our teacher. Every one of us has a piece, a portion of Moshe Rabbeinu for that very reason. Have a great day.